From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Happening today, Alabama News Network is partnering with the Department of Labor for a job fair at Selma University from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Dozens of employers will be on hand with thousands of job opportunities. The reward for information that will help find Camille McKinney is now up to $25,000. The FBI is involved in the search for the three-year-old that also goes by Cupcake. Police say she was kidnapped from a birthday party on Saturday. Anyone with helpful information could contact 911 immediately or Birmingham Crime Stoppers. A group of civil rights leaders known as the Courageous Eight were honored yesterday at Alabama State University. The eight individuals led the peaceful protests in Selma that led to the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March. Their portraits were unveiled at ASU and will now be a part of a national traveling exhibit. And those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Hey, so I said it was jacket weather. It's going to be jacket weather this morning. Did you notice how chilly it was?
I did notice.
Yes, definitely. We got into the 40s this morning, and it's going to be a textbook fall day, just like we used to dream about in the middle of the summer. High today around 72. Now, though, we are looking into the Gulf of Mexico. Been talking about this system for a few days now. Looks like Air Force Reconnaissance is heading to that INVEST-96L. It has a number now, and it may eventually have a name. National Hurricane Center said it about an hour or so ago. This storm could be developing into a storm, and quote-unquote storm means you get a name, and the next name on the list would be Nestor. So how would it affect us? Well, some tropical rain would move in the overnight hours Friday night and into Saturday. And it will be somewhere along the north central Gulf Coast. Where exactly? Stay tuned and get my weather app on your phone or tablet. Now go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. You have my weather app, right?
I do. I clicked on your face this morning.
Frisco, do you have my weather app?
I do, yes.
Great.
It's very, very good. And even like I made a trip to Atlanta, for instance. I was up in Saratoga Springs, New York State, upstate New York.
Yeah.
I'm using your weather app. And it's still working great.
I checked it in Chicago.
Yeah, well, a great story. You know, if there's a warning, you'll hear my voice say there is a tornado warning for your location. So this lady said, I was in St. Louis. It's 4 in the morning, and your voice was in my room saying, you are under a tornado warning. So that's one of my favorite stories. Anyway, enjoy the day, but we will keep an eye on the Gulf of Mexico, and
I got to show you something.
All right, sure.
We're going to keep an eye on the Gulf. Yeah. That is, I didn't expect, is it late in the season?
It is late in the season. Yeah, the hurricane season goes till November 30th, but this would be a late one.
That's unreal. And, you know, this, I know you don't like to get into politics, and most people don't.
Yeah.
But I love it when, and the radio audience can't see this, but you can.
Okay.
Yesterday, we're going to cover it. There's a meeting between Trump and the congressional delegation over, you know, this thing in Syria, him pulling troops out, blah, blah, blah. Pelosi and both sides are like.
Both say the other one had a meltdown.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Trump released a photo of, like, Pelosi standing up and pointing, and Trump. But look closely, it is life imitating a famous meme. And what I've shown him is like one of the housewives, angry and upset, pointing at the ornery cat.
The feline.
We're in a day of age where...
it's so good.
Yeah, memes. Right.
You know, you're right. I'm not a political guy, and I'm less of a political guy in the last few years.
I believe it. It's gotten crazy out there. I'm sitting there preparing this morning going, what are we going to do today? But there's plenty to talk about.
I know you'll have an interesting show, and I hope you guys have a good one.
Appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Bye, Bailey.
Bye.
Bye, Bailey dog. Anyway, it's time to do the name game. Let's do the latest name in the name game. Make sure all this is correct. Yes, it is the 17th of October, a Thursday. And the name for this hour, Gayla Jarrett. Gayla Jarrett, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. Those stores are At Home and Foot Locker. So again, Gayla Jarrett, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize. And thank you, Gayla, for playing the name game. News and Views begins in mere moments.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan. It's
It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W-30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road. Through October 19th.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boy.
Welcome, folks. Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark here. Jack Campbell, my co-host, is in Texas, but he's here in spirit and in studio with me today. Once again, Frisco Riverstone.
Joey.
How you doing?
What a news day.
Indeed, what a news day. Don't forget, folks, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call, 279-6036, 279-6036. That's the number for Dan Black Studios. And right now, News and Views listeners can get 55% off VHS to DVD transfers. That deal is going forward for News and Views listeners until the end of this month, October. And it is just, where to begin? Because there's so much rumor and innuendo, so much scuttlebutt, but there is the photo on our television screens watching Fox News right now. Nancy Pelosi standing up, berating the president.
Nervous Nancy.
But, of course, both sides are saying the other side had a breakdown, a meltdown. So, let's go to the tape. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer stormed out of what was a meeting taking place, I believe, in the White House cabinet room. And there's many senators from both parties, many House members from both parties. And this is in the aftermath of the House taking an overwhelming vote. Democrats and Republicans coming together. What did I tell you and so many others before, Frisco? A true moderate in D.C. is somebody who wants a big welfare state and a big warfare state, and they aim to use it.
Yep.
They aim to use it. So what brings Republicans and Democrats together? Demonizing a president who actually wants to get us out of wars with no end in sight, wars that continue with mission creep. And they want to do it by pulling at your heartstrings and making you forget recent history. But anyway, they condemned the president's withdrawal of a few troops out of Syria and then the rest of the troops out of Syria, though he is, I believe, keeping 200 in southern Syria. The claim was to protect against ISIS, but we all know that's to stop Iran from getting arms into Hezbollah and that whole area right to the north of Israel. The last time Iran got too close, Israel kind of took care of it themselves as
well. Yeah.
All that said, the House and the Congress and Lindsey Graham and so many others are very upset with Donald Trump keeping his campaign promise. And it's not just keeping a campaign promise. I also think, shocker, despite maybe Joey's wrong, maybe all sorts of other realists are wrong, maybe the president's wrong, but I don't think we are. I think the fact that there is universal condemnation from all the important people in D.C. and the media and whatnot shows that this is actually a wise decision. A wise decision. But so after this vote, the congressional delegation shows up. They're meeting with the president in the cabinet room. And all of a sudden, words start flying, and Nancy Pelosi gets upset, and Trump gets upset, and Schumer's upset, and they storm out of the White House.
Earlier today, the House of Representatives voted, what?
354 to 60
in opposition to the actions that he has taken in Syria.
He was insulting, particularly to the speaker. She kept her cool completely, but he called her a third-rate politician. He said that there are communists involved and you guys might like that. I mean, this was not a dialogue. It was sort of a diatribe, a nasty diatribe, not focused on the facts.
I wish you were a politician, Mr. President. Then you would know the art of the possible.
I've been in a lot of meetings.
Now, this is Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader for the Republicans.
Individuals get heated with one another. I do not believe in that process that you get up and you walk away. The other Democrats did not walk away. They stayed in the room. And you know what happened when Speaker Pelosi had left the room? It seemed pretty much calmer. It seemed much more productive. It seemed as though when the Speaker was in the room, she was there for one reason and one reason only. And that's really unbecoming of a Speaker.
So those are the two sides. Right after everybody storms out of the meeting, the meeting's over. And everybody's pointing the finger at one another. Pelosi says that she prays for President Trump, the health of him and his family and everything going on. We should really pray for our president. You know, it might be a shock to some people, but I do believe in the power of prayer. I do believe when, well, there are things at work that we don't quite understand, but we can believe in. And so I don't knock anybody praying for anything, really. But when you're using what is a serious thing to say, if you really mean it, sometimes people say it and they just, you know, they're saying it to be nice. But when Nancy Pelosi uses "we're praying for the president" as a cynical kind of political jab, really, Nancy? It's like the bless your heart sort of insult.
I was kind of, I wish you were a politician, Mr. President, then you would know the art of the possible. Oh. Donald Trump is never in the room to figure out, what can we possibly do? No, he's in there to make a deal. You came to meet with him to make a deal, the art of the deal. So it's kind of, he's never been a politician, you know? I don't think that was his agenda at all. He's a businessman.
No. And, well, also talking about the art of the possible, what was possible in Syria that you want to be done differently? What?
She doesn't know. There was no.
Because now they're talking about how Russia now has a foothold in the country. Russia's had a foothold in Syria for, 4 or 5 years now. So, like, this idea that this little installment of U.S. troops in northern Syria was going to hold back Assad, Russia, and Turkey from doing what they were going to do anyway. Well, it's just another example of foreign policy by media. Freak out, freak out. It's absurd. But so Nancy is saying Trump had a meltdown and we should pray for him. I don't think he's well. And a reporter said, do you mean he's mentally unwell? She's like, no, he just has trouble dealing with the truth. Mm-hmm. To which Trump went to Twitter about 14 hours ago, and he wrote this: Nancy Pelosi needs help fast. There is either something wrong with her, quote-unquote, upstairs, or she just plain doesn't like our country. She had a total meltdown in the White House today. It was very sad to watch. Pray for her. She's a very sick person. So they're saying the same thing about one another. Like, oh my goodness. Like, children, full-grown, powerful, political children.
You gotta wonder if all this is just scripted out ahead of the day. She went in there knowing she was going to leave. Mm-hmm. You know, apparently the meeting continued. She storms out. She says that he had a meltdown, yet he was probably still in the meeting.
Right.
That she left, you know.
But we'll get back to the ongoing saga with Trump and the Democrats. A serious note today, and we can be better than our political differences. Elijah Cummings, who, far as I knew, was very much alive and kicking. Every time I saw him, he was quite energetic. Breaking news this morning that Elijah Cummings, the Democrat from Maryland, head of the House Oversight Committee, he's passed away today. He died today. He's a sharecropper's son who rose to become a civil rights champion and a powerful chairman of the Oversight Committee. He was also helping to lead the impeachment inquiry. He died today at the age of 68 years old. And they're not really saying of what. All they're saying is complications from long-standing health problems. So, I feel, again, thoughts and prayers to Elijah Cummings, the whole family. 68 is too early, too young.
That's young, yeah.
And I did not see that coming. That's terrible. Of course, in this heated political environment, when something as serious as, say, a death happens, it's tough to put down our old partisan bickering and, well, all the grudges we now hold amongst each other. But, yeah, nobody wants to see somebody die that young. That's terrible. And he did have quite a life. So, all power to Elijah Cummings. May he rest in peace. May his family find peace in the middle of this. You know, I had to grow up fast a few years ago because of death in the family, and I don't have any time for making political hay out of somebody's death.
No.
I mean, maybe if it's, you know, like we're going to make Abraham Lincoln jokes or JFK jokes, yeah, there's enough time.
Yeah.
But, like, given, you know, this is in the midst of this just happened, may rest in peace. But also, coming to local news, we still have not had an update. Well, we thought we had something yesterday. We're talking about Camille, I believe her name's Camille McKinney, but everybody calls her Cupcake.
Cupcake, yeah.
And yesterday there was a police presence in Birmingham. That's where she was abducted at a birthday party. This is Amber Alert that went out, I guess, Sunday evening.
Saturday night, I
believe. Saturday evening.
Yeah.
That I saw on my phone. That many people saw this happen out of Birmingham. Yesterday, they police presence, a heavy police presence at a certain place in Birmingham, a certain home, and she, Cupcake, was not there.
Yeah, there was an apartment complex, I believe somewhere near the airport, that they searched for hours and hours, and everyone kind of had some hopes, and she's still not been found. They do have, I believe, two men in custody right now, but they're in for unrelated charges, child pornography charges. But it does kind of take a strange spin on the story because they do say that they believe that they are somehow connected to this story. So we're keeping an eye on it, and we'll let you know.
Yeah, that's not a good spin or a good development. I'm in this story. So again, thoughts and prayers. A lot of prayer today. Some of it genuine. The type of prayer Nancy Pelosi's calling for, though. Give me a break. And the impeachment saga continues. The impeachment saga where we continue to see the House call people from the State Department in particular, or call ambassadors. Like, there's a breaking news alert that just came across my phone from the New York Times. Here's the headline. President Trump largely delegated Ukraine policy to Rudy Giuliani. The ambassador, Gordon Sondland, will testify, saying he disagreed with the move. Gordon Sondland, has not even testified yet. Yet the New York Times is running headlines about what he will say. What the hell is going on? You know, I've tried for the last few years to be somewhat even-handed here. And now we're going to continue this process of just... We've seen this game before. It's almost like the whole Mueller saga and Russia collusion saga for 2 years was a trial run. It's like practice. Like, we've seen the Democrats meet up with Trump and then walk out of a meeting. We've seen the selective leaks from serious intelligence and law enforcement sources and others as part of the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. We've often seen the media be downright wrong about what they predict is going to be said in a hearing.
Well, and the media is driving a lot of this, right, Joey? Right. I mean, every time you turn around, it's like the New York Times has this release, this, you know, the secret leak, and it's kind of, it's coming from the media.
Well, and it was the Russia collusion story, and that's what the story was for 2.5 years. Then once the dam breaks on that front earlier this year, with especially Robert Mueller's testimony in front of Congress being a huge dud, it shifts initially, for the New York Times at least, and get this from their top editor, to the racism narrative, you know, that capitalism required slavery to work, though the two... Don't even get me started on that rant. That's utter nonsense. And no, stop rehashing the old King Cotton theories that slavery made the South rich. No, it's what not only made the South a moral abomination at that time, but it also made it incredibly economically backwards in terms of its ability to compete with the North. Like, it just... But in order to rehash our history and then put it together to modern... That's where I'm fine with learning about history. And I'm fine with calling and seeing history how I see it. But to take history and then sort of shoehorn it into, it's because of the legacy of slavery that people oppose Medicare for all. Literally pieces like that. That's just nonsense. But then that was short-lived because this started with Russia, then it moved to the racism narrative, and now it's moved to Ukraine. Let me be clear. If Donald Trump, they find a smoking gun... Donald Trump's in trouble.
Sure.
There's already reports coming out that Mitch McConnell expects, whether or not the Democrats actually find a smoking gun, Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, expects the Democrats to impeach Donald Trump, to file articles of impeachment. Because, what other option do they have? They're sort of boxed in now. But I wonder, do they have the votes? They haven't even voted on the official impeachment inquiry. They've just sort of, again, been doing it behind closed doors and leaking to the media. But if they do, and I think they have to actually file articles of impeachment if they have the votes, Mitch McConnell says he wants it done by Christmas. Well, what a Christmas gift.
I mean, this is coming from the same Democrats that took a 2-week recess after they announced that they think that they might consider voting on articles of impeachment.
Right.
And then the 2-week recess. So now they're saying that they're coming up with a deadline.
Well, McConnell thinks the Democrats in the House will probably impeach Donald Trump by Thanksgiving at the pace they're going. And so McConnell wants to get it done. And, of course, Chuck Schumer's like, no, just we can wait until the 2020 and all this. No, I think McConnell wants to get it done quick. And McConnell's going to try to keep the rules to where it's only the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Roberts, selected defenders of the president and selected members of the House who want to prosecute the president. And those will be the only people allowed to speak. It's not going to be a big showboating exhibition for all the world to see. You know, it's going to be select people who decided to defend the president or go against the president. And we're going to have to look, if we get closer to that day, and that seems like more of a reality, we're going to have to look into, well, what exactly the Supreme Court Chief Justice can do. It's been a long time since there's actually been a trial in the Senate, at least a few decades. So we'll have to see and refresh our memories in that regard. There's a lot going on, folks. The LeBron saga with China, and again, all hail the Chinese Communist Party and their dear leader. Our dear leader, really. He's now becoming the world's leader, Winnie the Pooh.
She.
Yeah, I'm working on the Alabama honey market, actually. I think I'm going to corner that market by selling into China, so all pro.
I know some great local honey farmers I'll get you in touch with, Joey.
Yeah, this is just crazy. We got to hit a break here. 272-9228. Are y'all worried about President Donald Trump being impeached? 272-9228. Or have you seen this story before? Because I've seen this story before. But I'd love to hear your opinion on all the, well, again, children. Children. This is the way we're operating in this day and age. I don't think it lies at the feet of any particular person. I blame all these morons up in D.C. 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll be right back. More news and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone in the house. Be right back. You're under the guns. Are you taking on the run?
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon, folks. And remember, News and Views this hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Give them a call today. Tell them you're a News and Views listener, and you'll get 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Heck of a deal. So give Dan Black Studios a call if you want to take those old analog memories and move them into the digital future, 279-6036. So I was just telling Frisco Riverstone in studio here with me. This is Joey Clark, by the way. Jack Campbell will be out until next Tuesday because he's on a trip. He's on location and somewhere
on location.
Yeah, just somewhere in that, you know, that small space called Texas. He's there in Texas. You know, I'm not giving you any more details than that. But I was just telling Frisco off air here, folks, that I'm trying to hold it together. Not in any personal sense. I'm not about to have a meltdown.
No, he's good.
It's more the news is incredibly frustrating today. Incredibly frustrating today. So let's start with this. That gives a little more insight into what happened at that meeting that blew up into, a pair of meltdowns. Like, you know, there's an old book I used to read. It was a guy and girl that kept bickering with one another. And I won't go into all the dirty details, but the solution by the parents of the respective children, this guy and girl, was to lock them in a room and solve it and don't come out. You can't come out until you're playing nice. I think that's what we should do to Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. Y'all are going to be locked in the bunker at the bottom of the White House, and until you can play nice, we don't want to see you anymore. So this is what I mean by I'm trying to contain myself.
He's steaming.
It's just driving me nuts. When it's this petty politics, it drives me nuts. But there was an interview on MSNBC yesterday. You know, Chris Hayes, MSNBC host. He had on a Democrat named Adam Smith. And Hayes asked Adam Smith, I think you probably heard the reporting about what happened in that meeting that I just read. Well, was that accurate? And Smith replied, this Democrat again, well, it's interesting, Smith replied skeptically. You know, people say the president had a meltdown. He didn't sound altogether different from what I've seen in a lot of other settings. I don't know. I went to college in New York. Maybe I'm more accustomed to it. And also the president is sort of the way he talks. And it is problematic. There's one word I could just take out of the American lexicon these days. It would be problematic. Everything's frickin' problematic. From withdrawing troops to Syria to, well, guys are spreading their legs a little too much on the subway.
If you oppose it, it's problematic.
You're right. Give me it. Again, trying to keep it together. But the point of this Democratic congressman here is that Trump didn't sound anything other than like Trump. That's how Trump talks.
And Joey, let me just throw in there, because I do feel like this is important to note. President Trump, today is his 1,000th day in office.
Really?
Today is his one. So for 1,000 days, President Trump has literally been predictable. I mean, this is how he talks.
Right.
This is who he is.
Right.
So.
Right. I'm very stable. I'm very stable indeed. I'm a genius. I have the best words. I have the best brain.
So, Back to serious news and not petty, stupid publicity stunts. Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are in Turkey. They're meeting with President Erdogan. And people keep they keep making the claim that Trump gave the green light to Erdogan. Like, again, I shared this New York Times piece that talked about, oh, this has been a two-year thing, but they made it try to look bad for Trump. No, Trump has held at bay Erdogan from doing this. And honestly, the way the American media, politicians in both parties have written the narrative about Syria for the last 8 years has been an utter disservice to the American people. Part of why Donald Trump was elected. Part of why he's getting out of this endless war. But Trump took on Jonathan Carl yesterday in a press conference with the Italian president. And this is Jonathan Carl asking the president a question. And it opens up the discussion here a little bit.
Even after all you have seen, ISIS prisoners freed, all the humanitarian disaster, you don't have any regret for giving Erdogan the green light to invade?
I didn't give him a green light.
Well, did you tell him?
That's
did he
the
defy
same thing
you?
As you just, you know, when you make a statement like that, it's so deceptive. Just the opposite of a green light. First of all, we had virtually no soldiers there. They were mostly gone, just a tiny little group. And they would have been in harm's way. You have a massive army on the other side of the border. But more importantly, I didn't give him a green light. And if anybody saw the letter, which can be released very easily if you'd like, I could certainly release it. But I wrote a letter right after that conversation, a very powerful letter. That was never given a green light. They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years. And when you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria, and it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky.
Boom!
So, you know, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I'd say, wow, that's pretty bad, and it was in Kentucky, it wasn't in Syria, so I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
You see, Lindsey Graham just said of your remarks that you made in the Oval
Office,
like that, quote, this will be a disaster worse than Obama's decision to leave Iraq.
No, Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary, like the Democrats, the do-nothing Democrats, as I call them, because they're doing nothing. They're getting nothing done. They're not getting USMCA done between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. They're getting nothing done. And I think Lindsey should focus on judiciary. He ought to find out about what happened with Comey, what happened with McCabe, Lisa, what happened with Peter Strzok, what happened with President Obama, what happened with Brennan. That's what Lindsey ought to focus on. That's what the people of South Carolina want him to focus on. The people of South Carolina don't want us to get into a war with Turkey, a NATO member, or with Syria. Let them fight their own wars. They've been fighting for 1,000 years. Let them fight their own wars. The people of South Carolina want to see those troops come home. And I won an election based on that. And that's the way it is, whether it's good or bad. That's the way it is. And if you look at this country, I'd be willing to bet anything, political instinct, that that's what the country wants. I'm not going to get involved in a war between Turkey and Syria, especially when, if you look at the Kurds, and again, I say this with great respect, they're no angels. If you look at PKK, take a look at PKK. ISIS respects PKK. You know why? Because there is tough or tougher than ISIS. You take a look at a lot of the things having to do. You have to say it. Nobody wants to say it. We're making the...
Well, it stopped for some reason. But the PKK is the Kurdish Workers Party, which not only Turkey, but the United States declares a terrorist group.
Hmm.
We've been told a cartoon version of what's going on in Syria. Obviously. Number one, it's because the media thinks you're so dumb that they can show you footage of a firing range, just good old American fun, in Kentucky and say, oh, look, that's the Turks killing Kurds, our dear, dear allies in Syria.
There's no real context to anything
No.
The media or even the Democrats with their emotional, you know, they storm out and have a press conference. There's no context. No one's really actually right. explaining what's going on.
Right. And this is, again, you hit the nail on the head, Frisco. This is, again, what has me, like, I'm just...
He's steaming right now.
Yeah. And again, it's not a personal thing. It's just like, ooh. But you heard Trump there in that clip mention that he sent a letter. I sent a letter. You could see the letter. Well, the letter has been released. After the October 6th call between President Erdogan and Donald Trump, in which Trump said, okay, I'm getting the troops out. We've been talking about this for 2 years. Trump sent Erdogan a letter on October 9th. This is a little bit of what the letter said. Of course, the headlines say that Trump told Erdogan, don't be a tough guy, don't be a fool. But the letter had a little more than that in it. For more context, Erdogan started a launch on Syria, his military launch, on October 9th. Erdogan's claim was he wants to neutralize terror threats and establish a safe zone. Turkish forces last Wednesday carried out airstrikes and later announced ground troops had invaded northeast Syria. Nearly all U.S. troops have been removed and will be redeployed in the region in the coming weeks. And again, a lot of people have been saying, like Jonathan Carl in that question, the president gave a green light. So, what exactly is said in the letter? Trump said this in his letter to Erdogan. Let's work out a good deal. History will look upon you forever as the devil if good things don't happen, the president wrote. Don't be a tough guy. Don't be a fool. You don't want to be responsible for slaughtering thousands of people. And I don't want to be responsible for destroying the Turkish economy. And I will, Trump wrote. I've already given you a little sample with respect to Pastor Brunson. Pastor Andrew Brunson was released 1 year ago from Turkey, where he had been held as a political prisoner for more than 2 years. The Trump administration helped secure Brunson's release from captivity. I've worked hard to solve some of your problems, the president wrote to President Erdogan of Turkey. Don't let the world down. You can make a great deal.
Where's the green light, Joey?
It's not there. It's a cartoon version of events.
So the media, the Democrats, everybody's going to scream out this word, the green light. The masses probably won't go and read this letter, and right. we're all just left to believe that somehow President Trump gave Erdogan a green light to go into Syria. And it looks like more of a stern warning to me.
Well, and Trump went on to mention Mazlum Abdi, the Syrian Kurdish military leader who serves as the commander of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. Trump said, Mazlum, he says this in the letter to Erdogan, Mazlum is willing to negotiate with you, and he is willing to make concessions that would never have been made in the past. History will look upon you favorably if you get this done the right and humane way, the president wrote, later adding, I'll call you later. And so today, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, and Vice President Mike Pence, the two Mikes, are going to be, well, they're sitting down with Erdogan now. Initially, President Erdogan of Turkey, really the Sultan of Turkey, said he didn't want to meet with American officials, but he relented. We'll see how this works out. But I guess I'm trying to work this through. I should have done it before I came on air, Frisco. But what's really pissing me off is that this isn't a catastrophe for us living here in the United States. And it drives me nuts to see full-grown people giving a cartoon version of events, freaking out and trying to scare the crap out of Americans in order for us to try to continue to dominate the whole globe. When we don't have the money, and a lot of people, especially veterans who have fought in these wars, something like 60-40, are tired of these wars. I'm sick of it. Maybe Donald Trump is an imperfect messenger, but he's doing the right thing. Well, I thought that's a pretty
darn letter. Back to Lindsey Graham. I mean, what do the people of South Carolina, what do they want?
Well, Lindsey responded, I will never shut up about America's role in the world. There you go again. Leadership, blah, blah, blah. Well,
he would stay there for 1,000 years if he could.
They're selling you a fairy tale, folks. They're selling you a fairy tale that anything else would have happened. You know, Nancy Pelosi says, I wish Trump was a politician so he'd learn the art of the possible. Well, what was possible in Syria, Nancy? You're listening to News and Views. Want to join in? 272-9228. Are you proud of the president's decision, or do you find that this terrible betrayal of the Kurds is just a huge, like, you know, Buttigieg was saying last night, or two nights ago, is a huge dishonor to our soldiers. We'll be back, folks. More news and views after this. 272-9228.
Mayor Pete.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Great fall weather the next couple of days. The kind of weather that we dream about in the summertime, right? Blue skies and comfortable. High temperature today and tomorrow in the lower 70s. Jacket weather tonight. We're talking about upper 40s again. Then as we approach the weekend, all eyes on the Gulf of Mexico. We've been telling you about this system for a few days. Could we see a tropical depression or maybe even a tropical storm approaching the northern Gulf Coast by Saturday? Maybe. We're watching it closely. Risk of showers back in the forecast for the weekend. And this would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet to stay on top of the tropics. Go to the App Store now and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Remember, Dan Black Studios is the sponsor of this hour of News and Views, the 9 o'clock hour. Give Dan Black and his team a call today, 279-6036, because they're giving a special deal to News and Views listeners. 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. So be sure to tell Dan Black Studios if you want to preserve those old memories you have on tape with a digital format that you heard about them here on News and Views. Again, that number for Dan Black Studios, 279-6036. Some breaking news today. It appears that Bojo, good old Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of Britain, has reached a deal despite all the politics and all the hullabaloo going on in Parliament and the Queen having to step in at times and all that, well, nonsense that I'm sorry, I'm not well-versed in all the intricacies of British parliamentary procedure or whatever. But parliamentary procedure. But it appears Boris Johnson, despite all these hurdles being thrown in his way by Labour over in Britain, the left wing, so to speak, it looks like the UK and EU have struck a deal in last-ditch talks. We have a great new Brexit deal, says UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson in a tweet. He called on British lawmakers to back the deal when it's put before Parliament on Saturday. The withdrawal agreement will now be put before EU leaders at their summit on Thursday and Friday, and then UK lawmakers at the weekend. What does this mean for America? If the UK can get out of the EU, which, you know, initially not too bad of an idea. You want trade across Europe. It makes Europe more powerful. But then the EU started to become not just a common, like, market, but it started to become their own federal government over all of Europe. And it also, on the international stage, became this big customs block, trading block, that doesn't allow free trade. Donald Trump yesterday, our president yesterday, was complaining about this. I don't want to use tariffs against Europe, but I might have to. It's because the Europeans are more protectionist than we ever will be. It's ridiculous. So if the UK can extricate themselves out of the EU, it means we could probably get a deal between Boris Johnson and Donald Trump done like that. It'd be a great thing. You know, I've followed a lot of the Brexiteers like Daniel Hannan. Douglas Murray is a guy I've been reading his book recently. I'll have to send that to you, Frisco. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
The Madness of Crowds. Of course, Nigel Farage.
Yep.
And so many of these characters. And I have to say, I love the spirit of a lot of their arguments, especially Daniel Hannan, who talks about Britain being an island nation, should be trading with all of the world and should be nimble and fleet-footed and being able to make deals and not held up by the concerns of folks in Brussels. I think it's a great sentiment. And it's a good move. I am not a fan of this centralizing government on the national level or centralizing government at the global level, certainly. I think it's the wrong way to go. It takes a lot of power away from the people. And it also just allows for government to really control many aspects of our lives. Not the right way to go. Not the right way to go at all. We got to hit another break here. 272-9228. Coming up, more information coming out of North Korea. Folks, you're going to want to hear this story. The North Koreans and their propaganda can get strange at times. This is quite strange.
I love North Korea stories.
Yeah, we'll be right back. More news and views after this.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The
game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Coming to the close of the first hour of News and Views, 272-9228 if you want to call in. Yeah, we're looking, it's kind of a slow news day, really, folks. It's just a rehash in the ongoing saga of impeachment, of this ongoing story with Syria and Turkey. I think the real story is Turkey. And really, at the end of the day, and we can get into this in the next hour, though we have some guests coming in, it's a failure of U.S. foreign policy over really the last decade or so. Presidents, players in both parties, and I think Donald Trump has made the right decision. I guess I'm repeating myself, but it's important. And I'm very frustrated with the national conversation and really also disappointed.
If not now, then when, Joey?
Right. Right.
Really?
Right. Well, and this is how it was always going to be. Like, Turkey was very concerned about the Kurdish fighters right there on their border.
Yep.
Syria and Assad and Russia wanted Syria back completely. And the idea that you're just going to keep a small force of Americans there to keep everything at bay, it always seemed like a fantasy to me, as well as the frustrations with mission creep. And hey, when did we declare war on Assad? I'll wait. But look at this. Alabama's becoming a hemp state.
In fact, I believe it was, 2,000 acres of industrial hemp was planted in 2019 in the state, which is kind of cool.
The state's going to pot, Frisco!
All right, so hemp is in the same family as marijuana, but hemp is used for other purposes, and no, you cannot get high from hemp, just to clarify. Clothing, even car parts. I think it's a big deal for agriculture in the state of Alabama. It opens up a whole new, stream of revenue. But it is, we do need to say that it's closely regulated. There aren't just people running around planting hemp plants that might accidentally be marijuana plants. I mean, the Department of Agriculture, I think you have to get a license to even grow it.
Yeah, you do, and they've approved 180 growers.
Now. Yeah.
Rick Pate's now the agriculture secretary. Good guy. I've had a chance to talk to him. I really like Rick Pate. He did a lot of good work getting to know people in all the counties here in Alabama. And it's hard to replace John McMillan, but...
John's great. I love John.
Yeah, but Rick Pate is, I think, doing well. And honestly, I don't like this idea of... I think people's reefer madness is still somewhat in play. And
yeah.
It's sad that hemp is caught up in that as well.
There's a lot of misconceptions, but, it's very regulated, by the Alabama Department of Agriculture.